And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Pope Francis Thursday honored his predecessor Benedict XVI, presiding over a Requiem Mass before thousands of mourners in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Francis opened the Mass with a prayer as he stood among thousands who had flocked to witness the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Francis wore the crimson vestments typical of papal funerals, in contrast to the heads of state, royalty and clergy all dressed in black and seated nearby. Many had come from Benedict's native Bavaria to say their final goodbyes. They donned traditional dress, including boiled wool coats, to guard against the morning chill. One thing Benedict will be remembered for the most, perhaps, is that he was the first pope to resign in 600 years, setting a legacy for future pontiffs to choose the same. I'm Karen Chamas.
After 2 days of deadlock, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives will try again Thursday to agree on who should be the next Speaker of the House. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's bid fell short once again Wednesday when, for a second day, a group of conservative lawmakers withheld crucial support in the middle of rounds of voting. Martha McCarthy, a 16-year lawmaker from California and a House Republican leader in the session of Congress that ended Tuesday, has long sought to be Speaker, but he lost 3 votes Tuesday in his quest for a 218-vote majority. At a U.S. State Department briefing Wednesday, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price was asked what the world should think of U.S. democracy in light of its struggles to elect a speaker.
Our message has never been that democracy is neat or that democracy is seamless in terms of its operations. But what we're seeing, what the world is seeing, are our democratic institutions at work.
This is VOA News. U.S. federal health officials have announced in response to the current surge in COVID-19 cases in China, beginning Thursday, nearly all airline passengers arriving from the country will have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test before entering the U.S. VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The U.S. move to require COVID-19 tests for travelers from China follows similar actions taken by India, Italy, Japan, and Taiwan. The restrictions being imposed by the United States will apply to those traveling from mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. Because of China's lack of adequate and transparent data, the United States is taking proactive steps to protect Americans' public health and to be on alert for potential COVID-19 variants emerging, a federal health official told reporters on a conference call Wednesday. The official, who briefed on condition of not being identified, explained that the lack of Chinese data about variants, testing, and new cases makes it harder for U.S. public health officials to identify new variants spreading to this country. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The mastermind behind a U.S. college admissions scam, Rick Singer, has been sentenced for his role in what has become known as the Varsity Blues bribery case. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Rick Singer reports to prison in February. His punishment of 3.5 years in prison, handed down in a federal court in Boston on Wednesday, is the longest sentence so far in the college admission scandal that exploded into headlines in 2019. Audio courtesy WCVB. Singer was also ordered to pay $10 million to the IRS and forfeit millions more to the government. He pled guilty to paying off entrance exam administrators and coaches to get the children of wealthy parents into elite universities using inflated test scores and faked athletic credentials. He funneled the bribes through his sham charity. Cooperating with the FBI, Singer recorded hundreds of phone calls and meetings that helped build a case that saw dozens of people convicted, including actors Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, and coaches from Yale, Stanford, and Georgetown. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Frank told the judge this defendant was responsible for the most massive fraud ever perpetrated on the higher education system in the United States, and that a light sentence would send a devastating message that fraud pays. I'm Jennifer King.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church is calling for a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine at the end of this week, but his appeal Thursday looked unlikely to bring any breakthrough in halting the war that began last February with Russia's invasion. Reporting via remote, I'm